Last week we explained, and those of you watching the video, my wife tried to see how reactive I would be. So last week we start talking about that after the Tzimtzum, the light was shared in a line. So that line, they call it Tzinor. Tzinor mean pipe. Pipe, what is a pipe? Pipe, transfer from one area to another area, whatever needs to be transferred. And that's called Tzinor. It's funny, if you take the word Tzinor and you change the letter, you get Ratzon. Ratzon, desire. What type of desire you have depends on two things. How much you want from one side and how much you're ready to share what you have. That's what makes your personality. Unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, using mannerism, if I can say this in English, mannerism, in a way that they think it's spirituality. Mannerism, in the way it's been used today among people, it's ego. How is it ego? Because you care what the other person think of you. When you care what the other person think of you, you start drawing energy from them. You're not actually giving energy. Please, please. You're not actually giving energy. When you use mannerism, when you start caring about what they like about you, what they don't like about you, you're no longer a tzinor. So that's why Rabbi Isaac Luria write this all light after the tzimtzum, after the contraction, called tzinorot, tzinorot. And we call it Eser Sfirot de Yosher. We call those levels 10 Sfirot of Yosher, the straight or the linear Sfirot, because we have circular Sfirot and we have linear Sfirot. Everything before the Tzimtzum was circular. Everything after the Tzimtzum is linear. So from now we have two numbers here, 1 and 0, if you look at it this way, right? The language of the computer, the language of the universe, is always will be 1 and 0. Wherever you're going to look at, you're going to see 0 and 1 from this point on, right? I mean, if you study physics, the way the car moves on the road is linear. The instrument you use to move the car is circular. If you know engine, those of you ever fix engine, the way the engine work, circular create linear movement. So our universe is built from circular and linear, wherever you look at. I mean, I can go further than that. Everything, making children, it never ends. It's always be 1 and 0. It's the language of our entire universe. The linear represent finite, and the circular represent infinite. So you have the infinite meet the finite. So Rabbi Isaac Luria write, "Liotam nimshachim lefi chukim shel atzinorot ha'elu biyosher v'tzedek, dainu bakli azach yoter mitlabesh ha'or ha'chashuv yoter v'kadomeh." What happened in the kli, because there is the same 10 sfirot, from Keter to Malchut, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, but in a frame of reference of linear. In a circular one, is a frame of reference of circular. So it's coming the same Sfirot, but circular. Now, after the Tzimtzum, there is no longer, I mean, I cannot say no longer, because it's not nice to say it, because en tmura noreg baruchani. In spirituality, there is no something that ever get canceled. It's just, you have additional thing. So is the circular vessel still exists? Yes. If Tzimtzum happened, yes and no. It did happen, but if there is no time, it also didn't happen. Is creation took a place? Yes and no. It did happen, but before creation, it didn't. And if time not exists, it both happened in the same time. And that's why it's a very difficult for the brain, very difficult for the brain to really understand that all exists and all missing. Is the Messiah here and everything finished and done and everybody healthy and happy? Yes. Is everybody sick and Messiah is not here yet? Yes. So whatever you say, that you have a tough life or you have a good life, you're right. You know that verse. Whenever people they tell you that they suffer or they're happy, they're both right. Why they're both right? Because what is your POV? What is the point of view? What are you watching? What exactly are you seeing? Are you seeing your life terrible? You're right. Your life is good? You're right. You're always right. You're never wrong about what you see. You're never wrong. It's true. My life is not good. My relationship is not good. Well, my relationship is great. You're right. What do you want to see? The experience that you have is based on you. So the linear, when we talk about linear, we talk about limited amount of light. No longer, the vessel no longer can receive the light that it used to be in the endless. Because in the endless, what do we call it? Endless. There is no beginning, no end. It was no different between Shmo and U, or there is no difference between the light as a giver and the vessel as a receiver. So we call it U veShmo Echad. He and his name are one. They are all united. Now, the brain of a human being nowadays cannot function with the concept that the giving and the receiving is actually the same thing, same exact thing. We can function with understanding that the giving is higher, the receiving is less. That's normally. After all, if you were to pour champagne, what do? You're going to lower the cup. So when I'm lowering the cup, then I can pour it based on gravity. I cannot raise the cup up and waiting for the champagne to jump into the cup. It's not going to happen. So you got to lower it. So the receiver, from here we learn, even in the laws of the physical universe, got to go lower. From here we learn also, somebody who shares is always higher. Somebody who has a tendency to share, need to share, desire to share, always is higher than the receiver. You want to know who is the highest person in the room? The one who gives, the waiters. The waiter is always higher than the customer. But the customer after this pays money. So he's as high as he can get when he gives the food. When he gets paid, now who gets higher? The customer now gets higher. And the waiters get lower. So all day long, we play that game. You know? So all day long, you play that game. So the giver, the one who cut your hair. But the giver is higher than you. When you need to pay, now it's become lower. That's why it say the faces of people change as things go by. Why is the man has to give the ring to the wife? I mean, in America, you know, there is a tradition that the wife also give a ring to the husband, right? I mean, there is tradition like this. Does it really exist? Okay. So, why are you laughing? Oh, I didn't know. Is it really exist? You saw a wedding like this? Yeah. Oh, really? All wedding? Okay. So the man, the wife also put the ring? Baruch Hashem. I don't know where this tradition came from. I have no idea where it came from. There is only one condition that the wife allowed to put a ring on the husband. Only one condition. If the husband is super rich, super famous, then she's actually put the ring on him. That's what the Talmud said. Okay? Masechet Kedushin, in Talmud of Kedushin, I don't wear a ring. I like to one day to have a ring on me, but David said no. Most women afraid the husband travel a lot. This, you have to have a ring. Hey, I'm married. Hey. Some people do it for shalom bayit, meaning for peace in the house. They wear a ring. Some men, when they travel, they wear a ring to show a sign. Like, oh, big deal. Oh, let me swallow it and it's gone. Big deal. I mean, what is this ring? But if people know what is the ring, I mean, so many secrets. The ring is basically when you give, you are now the giver. So the wife allowing the husband to become the giver. When she allowed the husband to become a giver, okay? She allowed to become a giver. She activate within him the light. You know, because he has to become the ensof, he has to become the endless. So that's why the ring has to have a certain shape, circle inside, which is endless. So the ring has to have shape, non-diamond allowed. Nothing. It has to be the most simple ring, $70. Okay? $70, you know? It cannot be, what do you say?
You paid less.
The ring cannot be cheaper than I think today is $2.50. It cannot be less than this. Huh? No, it cannot be, because that's why you have to witness. If you look at the video, Shave Pruta. They ask Shave Pruta. And the two witnesses have to check. They have to check it under the chuppah. You know that, right? You all have been in a wedding when I did, right? So I can take the ring. And we have to check if it's Shave Pruta. Okay? If it's worth a quarter or $2 or whatever the price is today. So you check. Then you do, remember in Florida, I did a lecture on wedding. I did the whole chuppah for people to know how it works, what exactly you need to do, you know? So the ring is circular on the inside and square on the outside. The square represents the finite. But also square means yud, k, vav, k, four corner, okay? Now if you want to do it by King Solomon, I designed a ring about 15 years ago. I designed the ring exactly how it need to be. Fortunately, it's expensive, so it's not worth it. I mean, it is worth it. So what I designed, it will be yud, k, vav, k written on each corner. And then, no diamond on it, but then you add the diamond after the ring is yours. the woman allowed to do that. So of course, all women. So I did it. I did a deal with a jeweler that I show him how exactly it's done. And then of course you get a lot of order from people who are willing to do that. But again, the ring has to be square and round. So when the man gives the ring, it's basically, he say, Are at, you are, become holy to me or become the wife, betabazu, with this ring. So the ring is an item that the woman, but there is no Are atam ekudash. There is no such a thing that the woman say to the man. No such a thing. So where it was invented, only one halacha, one law, that if the husband is super rich or super famous, so he will give her the feeling like she can give him something. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, I will allow you to give me something because he doesn't need anything. So if he doesn't need nothing and he's willing to receive, his receiving becomes the sharing. Do you get it, what I'm saying? But normally he is to be the one who gives. And that's why a man who doesn't have a giving energy inside of him, it's a female soul. Something is wrong. Men only proud when he can give. Men who cannot give, something is wrong. That's all what they like. They like to give. Men who doesn't like to give, it's cheap or something, run away. It's not a man. It's a female soul. It's maybe a man body, but something is wrong. Men enjoy to be impressed, the female soul, by giving, because he's there and pin. He's the light, the endless light. He's the one who gives the rain, so the flower come out. I'm talking about now in terms of nature. So it's yin and yang. So the giving, and then everything is blossom. God created this world in a way that there is a giving and receiving. So if a man doesn't want to give, doesn't enjoy give, there's nothing that makes a man more happy than giving. Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing, man. I mean, it's not just money. I'm talking about to impress, to give, to cook. But it doesn't mean if the man is lazy to cook, it's not a man. No, it's meaning the woman also have to learn how to ask, you know, to make it in a way that without you, I will starve. You know what I'm saying? So receiving will be, she will be lost without, he's like savior. So of course, he's running. Oh my God, I have an opportunity to give a lot. I'm giving. So that's the ring idea. Okay, so it's very, very important that it will be clear. So the finite universe we call line. The infinite universe we call circle. So there is a difference. Before the tzimtzum, before the contraction, before the receiver said, I don't want to receive, it was circle. It was no beginning, no end. It was no different between the giver force and the receiving force. After the tzimtzum, after the contraction, what happened? It became a line. What does the line look like? We talked about it last week. The line is like a pipe. The pipe itself has limitation. And that's what the amount of light you now receive is based on how much you can handle. Now you cannot handle. After the tzimtzum, you say, I don't want. But the light can never stop giving. What is when judgment happened in somebody's life, chas v'shalom? It's not when things been taken away from the person. It's when person start to receive more than he can handle. Most people think punishment is when things taken away from you. Punishment, Toda. Punishment is, this is actually coconut, huh?
Yes.
It looks like water. Chaim. So, it's funny because dinim, it's called dinim, dinim in judgment, is when you get more than you can handle. That's called din. Rachamim is when you can get less than you can handle. They, most people don't know that. I gave you another perush of rachamim that my teacher taught me. You know, rachamim means that you have time. Dinim, rachamim in mercy, sorry, rachamim in mercy in English. Mercy means you have time. Din mean you have no time. So when time been taken away from the person, chas v'shalom, person is in his hospital, he's old, sick, not a lot of time left. Now he has to go to change himself. A little bit late. Don't teach old dogs new tricks, they say, right? Got a problem now. Wake up. That's why the Gemara, the Talmud, write that sometimes you see a man that with a terrible woman with him. Sometimes you see a man with a wonderful woman. What is that? Why? He said, but that terrible woman has a mission. She's supposed to beat up that man so bad until that man make it. Because some of the men will not make it in a nice way. Because men can get into comfortability or into
comfort zone
that he needs slap in the face in the morning, slap in the face at night, and then he function.
then it function better. Not because every woman need to do that, Chas v'shalom. That's not what I'm saying, and I don't want to be on the video misunderstanding it. It's not about beating up. It's about sometimes a man is lazy spiritually, and he need awakening. And also, it's not always to be nice to a man. I see a lot of women being nice to a man. And I have to tell you, the result will be terrible. Not that I want women to be not nice to us, but it's the idea that there is two reasons to be not nice to a man. Either you become not nice because he buy you a small rig and now you want big. That kind of thing, it's a problem. Or either he's not respecting himself enough, or he's not taking care of himself, and you're allowed to be tough on him for him, not for you. If you benefit from being tough on him, you're not allowed. But if he benefits from being tough on him, wake up in the morning, send him to pray, send him to meditate, send him to do something with his life, spiritual life. Otherwise, the woman will not get any energy. Every time a man kiss a woman, sleep with a woman, or hug a woman, and he's not spiritual, the energy that she gets is exactly where he is. Because after she married to him or with him, all the energy that he got, that's what she got. They share. They share soul now. It's a problem. So even people who are not married nowadays, you know, it's more common. People first do the sex and then they say, well, I think I find the right person. You know, what's your name again? You know, that's what they do. And why? I mean, because it's more physical. And people, you know, check each other this way. But the idea is they need to know that it's not the transmitted disease they have to worry about. It's a transmitted of soul that come through the highest level, kiss. Second level, sex, then hug. Three level, by the way. Most people disrespect kiss. Kiss is when you exchange half of your soul with them. People think it's a joke. Kiss. Well, why are you laughing? Why kiss is no good? No. What's wrong with kiss? Okay, tell me later about the joke. I don't get the whole joke about kiss. But most people think sex is more, right? No. Kiss is in the level of neshama. Sex is ruach. And then hug is nefesh. It's very different. So it's very dangerous. So people kiss each other. You know, I'm talking about not on the cheek. And it's called evel ape. Evel, meaning the breath or the evel, the ha, this. When it's the breathing exchange, the soul start to get exchange. And then if those people have a bad day or something, it's got to you got to them, yeah. We have shakshuka, scrambled eggs, you know. We have that, it's not a joke. People don't take it, seriously. And that's why the woman has to make sure that the man she's with has to be spiritual, has to be connected, has to be finite. Infinite. She's the finite. The woman represents the finite energy, the line. He's represent the circle. But it's not comfortable to be in a circle. Man doesn't like it. He wants also to be physical. Hey, when I have to work on myself spiritually, it's too much work. I want to be here. You know, men pray, woman is doing in the old day the salad in the kitchen. Men get jealous. Men say, why I can cook the food? Why I have to pray all day long? I don't like my job. You know, and that's why they have a blessing. And one of the 18 blessings, it's a Baruch Shelo Asani Isha. A man need to say in the morning, thank you for not making a woman. But no men like that blessing. If you ask most men, they say, what's wrong with being a woman? All of them say it. Why am I saying it? Every man will tell you this. He said, you're saying it to thank God that he didn't do a mistake. That even if you don't like your job of praying three times a day, doing mikveh every day, doing the thing, doing the lulav all day long, praying shofar, enough. And men say, enough. It's not right. I have no... What time left for me? I go to vacation. I think I can have a good time. I have to do mikveh, then I have to put tefillin, then I have to do this, then I have to do milchah, then I have to do... The woman goes, spa, go there, she have a good time. Nothing. So why am I saying, thank you God for not making me a woman? For remind you that there is a spiritual reason for that too. It's funny, because I had a very famous star one time challenge me, is to go to her house. She challenged me about that, you know, how come it's a very chauvinistic Torah? So I explained to her. She was shocked. She said, I didn't know it. I said, now you know. There is a reason for that. So again, the finite energy has to be by a woman. It's a manifestor. Which means lion. Finite. The man, she has to keep the man in the spiritual world. Go to the spiritual world. Read. Pray. Bring us the energy. Without you, there is no supply. I need you to stay there. It's your job. That's why if you look at the Orthodox world in Williamsburg, they they're a little bit too old fashioned, but what they do, they send the husband to study all day long. And the woman work. They're the breadwinner. They control all the money in the house, they control everything. The husband, they send him to study. And he comes and he needs to take care of everything. It's a very weird situation going on. If you see the situation, it's like, whoa, what do you do? So she gives birth to the kids, but she works sometimes till late at night. And he comes home after he study, dealing with the kids. I saw it one time. I said, wow, what's going on? So, well, that's how we do it, because I have to bring the Torah, I have to bring the light. And they're so scared to buy things. So one time I went to the house, I said, he wanted this book specifically. He was genius, the guy. And I said to him, okay. I said, do me a favor, don't deliver it home. So why? So my wife will not allow me to buy it. So what to do? I said, can you leave it in the stairs, downstairs? So of course, I leave it for you in the box and cover it. So I cover it. And every night he used to take one book and read it, put it back. So because he spent under $30 without permission, because the money does not belong to him. He's not allowed to touch the money. It's very interesting. But they respect it. They respect that the wife is the one who's telling them how much they spend, what to do. They have nothing. Nothing to their account. Zero. And it's a very old tradition. And that's why, if you remember with Avraham and Sarah, Avraham was represented the infinite. Let's close the door. Oh, the door is closed. Avraham represents the infinite. Sarah represents the finite. But she, without her, there is no children. She cannot manifest him. What is a child? A finite. It's the fruit coming from the roots. So what she did, she said, take Agar, and she will be the woman that you can do the finite energy with, because I cannot give it to you. Avraham said, okay. And take the woman, but then she want to kill the woman. She get pregnant, she start making faces. Say, get out of my house. She kick her out. Then we all the problem with Ishmael and Israel happened. You know, the whole problem between Arabs and Jew, or Muslim and Jew. You know, actually Arabs, it was no Muslim then. Muslim came after Muhammad, to Ishmaelim. So that's how it started. What is God and the angel tell Agar? To win the war, Agar, the concubine. He said, Lechi v'itani al yada. Go suffer under Sarah and you will have miracle. Most people don't want to go through the process of life, of that life. And every woman has to understand, more than a man, that you have to face life. You have to face the pain of life, and that's where your miracle comes from. Most women think, how can I do a shortcut? Can't do that. No shortcut. You have to always confront issue. And don't confront tomorrow. I see many women who confront, in 2 weeks, we have to do it in a mannerism way. As I start today the lecture with. You have to confront today so you don't spend time for 2 weeks. Whatever you don't know, get a clarity in half an hour. Half an hour. And they're very easy to get clarity. Boom. You ask the question the way it is. What are you afraid of? What's going to happen? Well, let's be patient. No, don't be patient. Let the men be patient. You woman, you malchut, you're going for it. You're finite. I need the bottom line. Why does a woman want to get married? More than men. Man is in a circle, right? He's on the clouds, Zeher and Pin. He's in the light. There's no beginning, no end. He's confused. So I see some women, they tell me, well, I let him take his time. Take what time? What time? Take his time? Take his time. Tell him, listen, tomorrow I have to make the decision. I'm giving you 3 days to think about it. Goodbye. Good luck. I hope you change. No fear. Confrontation. Bam! Malchut. Line. Circle. No beginning, no end. So what does that look like? If I need to describe a picture. A circle looks like a flag. You ever saw a flag? You ever saw a flag? It was attached to something or not? Yeah, if the flag will not be attached to something, what will happen? And flag. So that thing that attached to the flag.
The post,
thank you. And attached to the ground, that's the line. That's a malchut. Mm. You understand how it works now? So without this, there is no flag. So wherever you put the post, it doesn't mean the woman not respect the man, chas v'shalom, the opposite. She always have to do it for him. If she push him for her, don't do it. Then you're desperate. That will never bring a good fruit. But you push him because, what's wrong with you? You know, you need to do the connection. You need to do the whole thing. You know, Zeran Pin Malchut. We don't talk about a wedding. People do wedding. What type of meat, fish. That's important for the guest.
But we talk about there's two forces, finite and infinite, meeting each other every wedding. You cannot to joke. This is a surgery. This is not a joke. So I have a guest from New York who I teach his mother and his father and all of the family. So he came here. And he came to Ale. I said, do me a favor. Don't go to hotel. Please sleep in my house. No. So I'm begging you. I'm in my house. I didn't know where it's going to lead. It's funny where it led. So he came to my office. And he asked me something very interesting. He said to me, can I see your wedding video? So what? I said, but wedding video is not professional. I said, what do you mean? So, well, the way we did the wedding, it was only with 22 people. It was a special wedding that at that day, 2 weeks before that, my master, my teacher, gave me the rabbinical diploma of being a rabbi. And right after that, the wedding took a place. So it's kind of interesting because everybody was there for the celebration and the food and all the thing. So they talk open. There's no guest. Everything is on the open. There is no secret. So now the guy is a smart businessman, marketing. Look, he turned, his wheel turned. I said, yeah, this is very good video. I said, no. I need this copy. I said, I'm not giving you a copy of that. He started listening to everything because in those days, because there was nobody there, you know, the Rav talked very open about what wedding is, like to the details, like no secret, like that as it is. And I said, I'm looking at him, he started crying. So what's going on? I said, Stubby, did you hear what? I said, yes, but that's old school. That's 20 years ago. I said, no, but this is a good thing that people need to hear. I'm not giving that video, I'm telling you. You want me to cut it to pieces and start showing it? I said, I'm not doing that. And there is some embarrassing part because the person who holds the camera is one of my friends, you know. So the video is not the video, and the sound is not the sound. You know, there is a lot of, but there is some secret there. One of the things that I've said, you're no longer humans. You are now representing that force and you represent that force. That's what he said. And if you get along, those two forces get along. If you don't get along, those two forces don't get along. All different understanding. You become like so responsible. You get like, well, I'm not sure I mean. I'm not sure I mean. Can we stay human? No. You are a piece of that, and you are a piece of that, and then you meet. You're just a little piece, and if all the pieces don't get along, can you imagine what's happened to the universe? You get so nervous. So what is this? Is what wedding? You all of a sudden, well, then can we make it like not? That's the way we're gonna do it. So you see something like that, and you start to realize it's not just between men and women; it's between finite and infinite energy. Because think about it like this. The endless never stop giving light. The endless gives the same amount of light. But the receiver doesn't want to receive now after the tzimtzum, after the contraction. What to do? The light will push. The light will never stop, and we will learn what happened after. So the light is giving. So the amount of light that comes is like with a dropper, with a pipe. So that pipe, you know, that pipe that come is very small amount of light that's coming to you. But the light never changed. The light always give endless amount of light, endless amount of blessing. The way you receive it is only through the pipe. You're no longer receiving a circle. You're no longer receiving in the way it used to be in the endless. So the difference between what happened in the endless to what happened after the tzimtzum, the things come with the pipe. And then it goes like this. וכוח שליטה זו הנמצאות בצינורות האמורים, ומשום זה כל מה שהוא רצון במדרגה העליונה, הוא כוח מחייב במדרגה התחתונה. Whatever is רצון, whatever is desire in the upper world, is a must in the lower world. You have to remember those rules, okay? מה שהוא רצון, whatever is desire in the upper world, הוא כוח מחייב. Is a force that you must attend to במדרגה התחתונה, הנאצלת בסיבתה, לפיכך אותו הצמצום שעל בחינת דלת, הנמצא בכלים דעיגולים, חד רצון חופשי, נעשה בכלים דיושר. זהו נדם. So he say, he ask a good question. Is the tzimtzum, is the contraction that happened in the circular vessel are taking a place also in the linear vessel? And the answer is yes. But it's taking a place where? Only in Malchut. It's called Pchina Dalet. Those of you who didn't study, please try to watch my video again. The fourth phase always will be a place where the contraction will take a place. Remember, there is four levels of desire. First phase, second, third, and fourth.
I'll repeat it just a short version of it. The first level of desire, kol chokhmah, is when the divine give everything, the light give everything, and develop within you a desire to receive everything. But it's not because you want, because the force, you've been forced to receive. Second level, now after you receive, you want to share. Third level, you share. You have a desire to share, you share. Fourth level, you want to receive as much as you receive in the first level. So this is four category. The tzimtzum, contraction, restriction, whatever you want to call it, only take a place in the fourth phase. So if it took a place in the fourth phase before it was a line, whatever happened in the circular, happening also in the linear. Is that clear? Or you're a bit confused there, or are you okay?
So just to repeat that rule, what the desire in the upper world is happening in Malchut. In the upper.
Yeah. Tremendous. You understand? Tremendous. Because in the circular, it's called Ratzon Chofshi, free desire. Meaning, the desire in the circular was different than the desire we know it. It was, the desire and the giver was the same. Normally, when you look at the poor person and the rich person in the street, they look different. But what if the rich man having a bad day and he want to give? Like Rav Bandan tell the Rav. That was the first story that Rav Bandan told the Rav. And the rich man want to give. So you go to a poor man, the worst case, see him in the street. Say, listen, I'm a rich guy, bring a limousine. Come into my car, cut your hair. I'll get you one night in a hotel, good food and everything like that. And like this, I can do my tzedakah. The poor man said, I don't want it. So the rich man upset. So he go look for other poor people. He help, but it bothered him. He come back the next week. Say, hi, let me help you with this. I told you, I don't want your help. And he get like so upset. He doesn't know what's going on. Then he go the next day. Then he go every day. Come and help you. Rich man can't sleep. He go back, middle of the night, so nobody see him. He go to the poor man, wake him up in the street. I said to him, what do you want? I said, listen, can you do me a favor? I said, yes. I need to feed you. I need to take care of you. Can you please take my gift? So okay, if that's what you want, I come with you. So now I come with you. So Bandan write, who is the giver now? The poor. Very good. Poor is the giver. So many times we don't understand desire because we look who receive. But sometimes who receive is actually the giver. We get confused. So Rabbanan explained to the Rav that in the endless, before the Tzimtzum, that's how it used to be. The receiver was actually doing a favor to the giver. Without receiver, what is the giver that? And that's why the ultimate level of a human being, before he eat a meal, like we're doing meal Shabbat morning here, right? After the Torah. So when we have meal, before you eat, we do a motzi. And I always say, ah, motzi. I make, emphasize the ah, motzi. It does aret. Why we have to do it? Ah. No other should do that. Ah. Why you have to do that word ah? Because Rabbi Isaac Luria and the Zohar said, you have to do that. Why? The first A, ah, is bina. Second A is ah of malchut. Now you know what it is. Most people don't know that. So those ah is not just a joke. We have nothing else to do. Ah! When a person don't know what they're doing, the whole, thing that we do here might seem weird. But once you study, it's like Debbie called today about every shul on Pico. Say, Bar Yochai is coming. We would like to give you Zohar so you can read all night. No! We read Tehillim. You know Tehillim? We read Zam. So Debbie said, so what? Some is King David. It's not King David anniversary. This is Rabbi Shimon. We read Zohar and Tikkun HaZohar. We read, and she showed them the rabbi. Showed them whoever read Tikkun HaZohar that night, any miracle, they won't happen. Any miracle, it's written. If you're able to read Tikkun HaZohar, now hopefully, you guys are gonna read it loud, so everybody can hear. Any miracle, lama lo? No.
So I didn't know she did it. So I went to another place. And there is this gentleman. And I want to share this with you. It's a tremendous secret that I discovered this week. I'm so happy. I was dancing. And I'm sending that song to everybody. You know, I'm sorry I didn't send it to you, but if you want, I can. And when you go to Bar Yochai, there is a verse there. And it bothered me why this verse is there. It's the verse say, Ki lo tishakach mipi zaro. It will never be forgotten from his generation. It's a verse from the Torah. This week, Parasha. Why is it there? And it's maybe it's because he died in this time, so it's there. It was an argument among all the top rabbis 2,000 years ago. They saw the future. You know, they meditate, they saw everything in the future. When they saw the future, they saw that spirituality will be gone. Nobody will chase spirituality. So they say, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. The time is coming in 2000, which is now, nobody will follow spirituality. It will be religion, but not spirituality. So Rabbi Shimon walked in. No, he said, Ki lo tishakach mipi zaro. I prove that it will be okay. Everybody look at him, and nobody, usually there is a fight if somebody says something different, and they like what he said. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of course. And it's funny, today usually is a very powerful day for me, because today is the death anniversary of Rabbi Naftali Berofshitz. Somebody called me to remind me today, because it's one of my favorite people. And always on his day of Ilula, the day of death, God sent me a gift. So I'm in one of the places in Pico, so I gave a gentleman in Tikkun Ezra, and I told him the same like I tell you. You read it in the night of Rabbi Yochai, any miracle you want to happen. So the old gentleman there said, hey, you shouldn't promise things like this. So I said, I should. I said, why? They know who I am, so they said, explain. I said, I tell you. Words and power of the words and the mind has power. I want to promise good. Why should I promise that I cannot promise? Let me promise. What's the big deal? He will be disappointed. What's going to happen? What happened? So do we believe it's working or not? No, not working. So why am I even doing it? Working. Miracle will happen to you. I want to say this to you. He will judge me. Let them judge me. I don't care if he judge me. I care that the miracle can happen. So these gentlemen, so two gentlemen, I'm with the Zohar in the head. So these guys say, I'm taking it. And I love this guy. He's taking it. And as that happened, I'm driving. I had a meeting in the valley. And my mom, you know, Israel, different time. We talk. And she started telling me things that she didn't tell me before. Say, you know, in the night that you were born, it was a lot of complication. Because you had to be in hospital. My mom has to be in hospital for 1 month. I didn't know it. I don't know why she didn't share it till now. Then my grandfather was a very holy man. Said that we all have to read Zohar. They all sat and read Zohar. I said, why now? He told me, I don't know. So they had, before the Brit, like we do reading Zohar, so he said, everybody has to come to the Brit. And my grandfather was a sandak, I didn't know it. And just find out, he was the guy that holding the baby. Didn't have any clothes, and get me so emotional. Right? And my mom is Gemini, so she's not going to give you the story organized. So I said, Mom, why now? I mean, what happened if you never told me that? What I'm trying to tell you guys, you have to declare things. You're not asking for things. You're declaring. You are saying, of course it's going to help. The night of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a very holy night. Very holy night. It's a night of miracle. But you have to respect Rabbi Shimon. You have to respect Bar Yochai. You have to respect the Zohar. It's not a joke. Any synagogue that they agree to read the Zohar and want Zohar, we will give them whatever they need. If you know any synagogue who will agree to take Tikkun HaZohar, Debbie and me will go and supply it. We will be happy. If they can use it. It will be our biggest thing that we can do for places. But it's found very difficult because there's no knowledge among people about it. The reason I share this story with you is not because of that. It's because many times, you know, I see that people use mannerism and they call mannerism spirituality. If you have good manners, it doesn't make you spiritual. It either you are fake. Either you care what people think of you, but that doesn't mean you connect to the God because you have mannerism. Mannerism, right? I mean, you know the fork is left, knife is on the right, spoon is in the middle, the cup of water 30 degree, next to it the wine, next to it the thing, next to it the thing, you know, the big table, right? Next to it this, the plate of this, and the plate of, how many rules? I study all of it in the school of chef, so I know the whole thing. But it doesn't make me spiritual. What's spiritual about it? Spirituality, guys, it's a very important thing, is to care about one thing. It's you and the divine. Now, you have to be nice to people. It's part of spirituality. But being nice to people is not spirituality. It's part of spirituality. But don't make being nice to people, getting their approval, getting the acknowledgement that you are a good person, that's not spirituality. That's addiction. That's a need for approval. That's a need for validation, which is the number one addiction that exists in our universe. We need to get to a place where, of course, the divine. Now, what do you experience right now or any time of your life? You experience what we call POV, point of view. That's the only thing that happened in your life. Nothing else. So people like it. When Debbie went and told them about the zone, no. They go, but who cares if they like it or not? This is something you do. And you say, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's between you. If you believe that is a zchut, it's a merit for the other person to receive it, then do it. But if they do you a favor, listen to, are we going back to the receiver-giver? They do you a favor by taking the Zohar from you or by agreeing to do something with you, you lost the whole thing. Because now you are the receiver. You're cheating. But if you said, listen, I believe this can make a miracle and I want to share that gift. If they say no, say, how can you say no? You want to give. How can you say no? This is, can save your life. This can, no. You know, the vessel is too small. So how can you say no? How you know somebody's vessel is too small? Not open to receive. Receiving is too little. What do you want from life? What do you want? To pay the bill, the same thing. I have to have my coffee in Starbucks at 8:15. Mazel. The guy even know your name and he know what you order. That's a nightmare. If the guy know me and know what I order, that's been my life, look the same every day. Right? 7 years of your life look like one day, it's the same, that doesn't repeat it. But just the difference is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but the same, nothing else. Make some change. Go and talk. People there, hey, you heard about the Zohar, you heard about Kabbalah. You have to be ready, of course, to explain, because some people get scared. What is Zohar? What is Kabbalah? You know, what is exactly it? So today I had two people here with me. One Muslim, one Orthodox Jew. Interesting combination, right? So how do I explain at the same time Orthodox Jew and the Muslim about it? I did explain. They're both very happy. Tell me, can I use it? So of course. I was so happy they ordered it. They left like, oh my God. What I'm trying to say, explain it right, but not from a place like something happened to you if they get, no, it's for them. For them. For them. I have a doctor, I have a client who is a doctor. So he is dealing with a complication in pregnancy. And he asked me, what's the meditation I should do for this? I should do for this. So meditation for you is to feel the pain of your patient who have a difficult time. You couldn't talk after this. So that's a meditation. You gotta feel them. So when you meet people who say to you, no, like Debbie here, the no, that gentleman here, the no, you need to understand. You have to feel the pain. They don't even dare. They're not even able to receive. Cry. You give them a gift. They don't need to pay. Here, take. Take the Zohar, Tikkun Ezra, the whole Tikkunim. Just read. They know how to read. How far? How far it go? And I thought that problem was solved in 1976. Because 1976, everybody in Israel already now is into the Zohar. Now in Israel, everybody reads Zohar. 1972, it used to be a problem. Now, it's in. Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Netanya, everybody. Oh, of course I believe in the Zohar. Now I found out, even my grandfather, many years ago, when I was born, even they sit together and read the Zohar. So of course, my mom, tell me now, of course your grandfather only talk about the importance of the Zohar. Thank you, mom, thank you. My mom is Gemini. I go, only because she was tired, she was in bed. Oh, yeah. I don't know if she will remember that. That's a Gemini, you know. So whatever is in the upper world happen, repeat in the lower world. הכוח זה נקרא בשם מסך, כמו שאני אסביר לאלן. So, that power, that happened, because in the Kelim Deigulim, in the circular vessel, we have a strong desire. Remember, so the Kelim Deigulim try to divide it to four levels of desire. Those four levels of desire, the fourth one of the level of desire in the circular vessel, did the Tzimtzum, say, I don't want. When these say, I don't want, now the amount of light coming a little bit. Now, how is it now function the same way as it was a circular? There is something additional name called masach, curtain. What is a curtain? The curtain is the prevention that you will not receive more that you meant to receive. Prevention. וזה מה שאמר בתיקונים, הפוך רצון ותשכח צינור. דיינו דאמרן, דה הצינור ביותו מבחינת מסך, לא צמצום בשליטה. What is a pipe? A pipe is actually the masach. What is a line? It's a masach. It's a curtain. How is a curtain? Because if you take the curtain and you turn it into a pipe, right? What is a curtain? You take, what is a cup? Here, that's a great example. There is a certain thickness. But those of you who study engineering a little bit, so if you cut it and try to imagine that made of paper, it will be square. Are you with me or I lost you? You know? Yeah? Okay, so you have to imagine. Without the bottom, of course, I'm just trying to use your imagination a little bit. Cut. סרטוט, איך קוראים סרטוט?
Not a drawing, sketch.
When you study in school, I study in school of technology, so you have to do things how it looks from here, how it looks from there. Mechanical engineer, that's what you gotta do to describe every piece. So the masach, the curtain, be a pipe. So the pipe is actually the curtain. Why? Why is the line a curtain? Because it controls how much light will go in, right? So it's a... That's what happened in the people who have the problem with the vein or the arteries. What is the arteries? Is a vein that delivers the blood, right? Some thick, one thin. So this is the masachim. So when somebody has a shalom suffering from cholesterol, has a shalom suffering from blood pressure, has a shalom, what does that mean? They usually rule it as either the blood they check or either they rule it by the vein can get tough. What?
They become not flexible. Thick.
No, they become not flexible. That's what creates the blood pressure.
Stiff.
That's the word. The vein becomes stiff, and then the blood is not transferred. Or, so they give them blood thinner. The blood thinner makes the blood thin, but it doesn't solve the problem. The vein keeps closer. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. That if there is cholesterol, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, I don't want to go into a whole study of that. So on the cholesterol, there is something after that, after the fat, you have something to protect you. It's become stone, become calcium on top of the fat. You know this, right? So the calcium is attached, and then the vein starts to close, and then you have to do to go with the pipe and open it. It's called tzintur in Israel. What do you call it here?
No.
With the balloon. I don't know the name.
It's not a stent, is it?
No, stent is what you put after. I live in Bocas. I deal with all the patients possible. I go with them to the surgery. I know, I talk to the doctor, say, you study everything. And then I teach with that doctor. I give classes, a heart doctor, and a heart disease. So I had to study the whole thing, how it worked. So it's a shock. Then you realize, all of a sudden you realize, like milk product, all of a sudden. I thought meat is the problem. All of a sudden you see that the milk is built until... I didn't even know. So a little bit of milk is, of course, okay, but there's people who are, first thing in the morning, take a spoon, cream cheese, boom, and let's go. No, there is. I was with some people that in front of me eat the cream cheese like that. They enjoy that. Yeah. I never met people until I came to America. I saw people who love cream cheese, but love it. And they eat it like this. So how can you eat cream cheese like that? Well, what's going on here? And then when we met that person who put cream cheese and then chocolate spread, and then, so what's going on? How is this good together? But then you found out it was delicious. She went and said, honey, I think it's not so wrong. She came, He's not. So there is, I'm not here to give you a medical lecture, which we should give it soon. I'm working on the material for that. But the idea is to get into place of understanding that the tzinorot, those pipes, whatever you have in your body, if you think about your body, is only pipes everywhere. Do you understand how it works? So you have masachim everywhere. The whole body is masachim.
Like a
pipe. Exactly. So your whole body, you have vein. I mean, I don't know the diagram of the body, how it works, but I'm sure there is a lot of vein and delivery of not just blood. Maybe they deliver other things going on there. I don't know how the kidney work or how the other thing work, but there is a lot of pipes that in your body. I don't know how the brain work. Now there is a new study. I'm not going to do it, so don't worry, because I'm doing a lot of healing session. That they do the pump, what do you call it, the cups. Yeah, but they do it on the head. And the liquid that come out, not for you to watch the video, because I'm studying a lot of things now. So I tried to show Debbie, she ran away. But you need to understand those cup things. It's not only to stimulate them, that's why I'm doing it. It's actually to awakening. It's awakening a certain energy that's missing in that area. So it's activating the masachim, the pipe, to reflect back. And then to reflect back. So it says, "Shepirushot tzimtzum b'shlita." What is masach? Masach is contraction on your own choice. Let me repeat. Masach is contraction or tzimtzum from your point of view. In the endless, in the circular vessel, we said no. All of a sudden, we couldn't receive anymore. Here, I'm telling them how much I can receive. The ayinu she'me'akev, it's only me'akev. It's only delaying. Me'akev retzono milekabel. The masach is only preventing the light for the meantime to receive, because eventually, when we study in about 100 pages from now, the light keep breaking that masach. The light will not give up. The light will never stop giving. The light will say, I don't care if you don't want it. I'm going to give you. So eventually, you know. So that's why a light bulb wear off. What does it mean wear off? What is it that filament wear off? It's no longer can say no. When a human being cannot say no to his temptation, to his desire, it collapses. Because our job in this universe is to receive, but push back. That's a masach. How do you see a movie? My children watching now, the movie. It's a very famous one now.
Eventually.
So what is the name of the screen in Hebrew? Masach. What is masach exactly? You shoot, what is you shoot from the projector? Movie. But if I look at the projector like that, would I see it? I would not see it. Why? Because I need a masach to reveal it to me. I need a current to reveal it to me. Do you understand what I'm saying, guys? So that means in our universe, try to tell us a message. Everything is here. But do you have a masach to reveal it? Do you have something that reflects it back? Do you have something that you can restrict? Do you have something that you push it away? No, so how can you have it? You can have something you cannot say no to. You can only have something you can say no to. If you receive something you cannot say no to, it's not yours. It's going to burn you. Chas v'shalom. That's a secret. So we have a paradox here of Ashlag. We have in one side of us want to kabel, want to receive everything, and the basach want to push everything. How can you live life like that? That's a life. We are signed for that contract. כי מעכב את עצמו מלהפיק את רצונו זה, ועל כן רמזו הפוך רצון ותשכח צינור. That's what we call it the pipe, because they are the opposite of desire. Pipe and desire, the same words in Hebrew, רצון וצינור. רצון mean desire, צינור mean pipes. How do you get the light after the צמצום? With the pipe, with the מסכים. The only way you can receive. Whoever try to receive something without מסך is basically stealing, and when you steal, you're burning yourself. The thief is not stealing from somebody. He's stealing from himself because he's killing himself. כלומר, שעניין הצינור הוא הפוך מהרצון, שהרי כופר רצונו ועושה ההפך ממה שרוצה. What is the masach does? What is the tzinor does? What is those pipes do? It do exactly the opposite of what you want. It's a disaster here. Disaster. I want everything and no. It's like, no. Yeah, no. It's like all day long, but all day long. I want to say something. Don't say. If that's how you activate energy. You activate energy by wanting, not good. You're burning yourself. By pushing it away, you're dying. Because then you can receive. So the whole body function, by the way, everything. Your heart. How much blood there is in the heart? Everything and nothing. If you have leftover of blood after the pushback, you know what I'm talking about? That something is wrong. The what do you call it? The valve? Exactly. All right? Or if there is no blood coming in, the person is gone. You know? So you have to have desire to receive and no. Never yours. So it's all day long that game. Guys, it's a very difficult game. You're going on a date. You see a guy that you like. You see a girl that you like. I want him. I want him. If you don't want him or you don't want her, it's bad. If you only do massage, it's also a problem. You don't develop it. You put a curtain. That's what the tradition, a Muslim and Jew and Christian, when they cover the woman, the whole thing. Because the woman is malchut, they need a massage. But they totally make her disappear. You know, it almost looks like those umbrella in the beach. You know, after you put the whole thing on them. You know what I'm talking about? Like cover everything. That's total massage. You have something. It's going to happen. You know, so you can. Massage. You have to be able. ולכן תמצא בכל הדרושים והכתבים שאנו רוצים לכנות ולהדגיש עניין הסתלקות האור מבחינה ד', אנו מכנים זה בשם צמצום. כשאנו רוצים להדגיש כוח צמצום הנוסף מצד אור הקו, לא מכנים בגדר משם בסך. Very nice. Every time you say the word צמצום, every time you say the word contraction, you are, when you're related to the circular vessel, you say צמצום took a place. When you talk about the linear vessel, you say מסך took a place. Please remember. So in the endless, in Kelim de Igulim, it's called Tzimtzum. In Kelim de Yosher, in the linear vessel, after the first Tzimtzum, we call it Masachim. So now we have two names. Now you know why they use that and this. It's a very big revelation. You gotta remember that. So the upper is Tzimtzum. Here, Masachim. Anu magdirim oto b'shem Masach, shehu koach me'akev, shehaor lo yitpashet. Lebchina dalet. What is the masach does? It's making sure that that light will not come to Bchina Dalet, will not come to the fourth phase, which is the strongest desire. Because otherwise, it's going to go back to the circular vessel like it was before. The whole purpose that the Bchina Dalet will not receive. What is Bchina Dalet? What is fourth phase? What is Malchut? Is the strongest desire in your existence. When we talk about the receiving and the masach together, what we call them, we have a name for it. Magdirim otam b'shem tzinor. So when we talk about desire plus the curtain, we have a name for it. It's called pipe. There is a name. You got to remember those names, guys. Because Rav Ashlag now makes sure to emphasize on the name. He takes it from Rabbi Isaac Luria. וכשמדברים על אור וכלי והמסך ביחד, if you talk about the fulfillment, which is the light, and the vessel, and the curtain together, דהיינו באור המנובש במידת הצינור מגדירים אותו בשם קו, we call it line. So the light, the curtain, and the desire, all of those three things, we call it קו, line. So now you know, every time you see the word קו, it includes three. Okay? Every time you said desire and מסך, we call it, what do we call it?
Pipe.
Good job. וכשמדברים על כלי שאין בו מסך, when we talk about vessel with no curtain, מגדירים אותו בשם, what do we call a vessel with no curtain? עיגול, circle. Because מסך only take a place where? In the linear vessel. But in the upper world, there is no מסכים. So normal vessel, how God created the vessel, was circle. Because God doesn't want us to limit. God doesn't want you to say no. He want to give you. God wanted you to give you, give you, give you. From your point of view, if you receive it that way, you're burning yourself. But from God's point of view, no, no, please don't say no. I want to give you everything. For that reason, they invented 613 mitzvot, that people think it's a religious thing. The 365 is to prevent you from receiving to Bchina Dalet. So you're not going to burn yourself. Those are the masachim. And the 248 is the retzonot, is the desire. You understand how the mitzvot work? So the 248 thing you should do, let's love the neighbor as yourself. שמור את יום השבת לקדשו, הקים את השבת, all of those things is the 248. Put tefillin for man, or tzitzit, it's the 248 that has to do with how you are awakening the desire within you. So the 248, you're supposed to do it with excitement. The 365, you don't have to be excited because it's pasachim. It's all about don't kill, don't steal, don't do, it's all don't. How many don't? 365. How many days do you have in the year? 365, each one of them for one day. How many a ligament there is in a human body to 48. For his head, 48. So that's how you get cured, when you do the mitzvot with the happiness. So most people who are, have only religious mind, they don't spiritual mind, they think, okay, God say we have to do it. No, there's a meaning. Such a meaning. And then your life look unbelievable. Then of course you can connect. And that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has a problem. When he used to go around people, they didn't understand that spirituality is so strong. His teacher has the same thing. And thank God, Blainer, my son, did the siyum for the people who are firstborn. And he used a story from the Talmud. I loved that story. And I think it's Masechet Ketubot. And he said that Rabbi Akiva, it said that they came to see the temple after it was destroyed, fire and everything. And all of a sudden they saw fox walking on where it used to be the Kohen Gadol. Once a year, the high priest can allow to go to that spot. Once a year only, for 1 hour. He can only go there. Only one human. And they saw a fox walking on that place in Jerusalem. So everybody started to tear their clothes and they start crying. Rabbi Akiva started laughing. And they look at Rabbi Akiva and say, how dare you? So he went out there. I said, guys, the prophets say that, he said to them, don't you see? The prophet said that destroy the temple. Jeremiah said that. He said, yes, but the prophet also say, Shu'alim milchubo. He said, fox will walk on it. He said, yes, that's still bad. But also the prophet say, and after all of those things, when we wait, then God will come and build the temple. So if the prophet say bad news will happen, why don't we believe the good news? So I'm happy. Now I know for sure it's going to happen. If the bad thing they saw happen, also the good news they said. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Shimon, who was a student. So to tell you what you want to be, attach your soul to. When you talk about Rabbi Shimon, talk about Tikkuni Hazohar, when you talk about everything, you got to connect with those things, because it's not just because it's right and it's beautiful. We're talking about like shaking the world. We cannot let Pico have 35 shul, that people just come to pray, read Tehillim, and go home. There's no point in it. There's 2,000 in the same. The same thing. Baruch ata, baruch ata, baruch ata. Why you say baruch ata? I don't know. Why you do this? I don't know. It's tradition. Very sad. Very sad. People have no clue what they're doing. People have no clue no longer. It's very sad. We're coming into a very sad time. But it's our responsibility to care, to reach out at least to one human. One. Everybody find one human who can convince. Please read the Tikkun Hazohar. Come with us. We read it for you. Something to help them. Because otherwise we're losing the chance of making it. Bezal Hashem. Guys, I know you gotta go and I gotta go. So God bless you.
Thank you
very much. May God bless you. And one second. You know what? Don't stop. I just want to speak about Bar Yochai for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talk about Bar Yochai. So we know that Wednesday night, it's a very big deal to stay awake all night. Very big deal. And read Zohar and be together. It's all about being together. Don't separate yourself from the group. Always be together. One read, the other one explain. So many people ask, what if the explanation or the reading is not good, not correct? There's a question like this. So there is three actually explanations. I will try to give two. So what if I read the Zohar and I understand it incorrectly? And then I tell people and I mislead them. A rabbi that came from Bulgaria. Bulgaria, you know, it's in Europe. His name is Rabbi Eliezer Papo. He wrote a book called Pele Yoetz. In the book Pele Yoetz, I think they translated it into English. In this book, he writes that the Zohar is the only book that even if you read it by mistake and explain it by mistake, it still counts like everything is okay. Second explanation comes from the Zohar itself. It's written in the Zohar that we're coming to a time which will be very dark. So you no longer need to look for a person who will be master in Kabbalah and master in the Zohar to explain it. And that's where I came up with the idea of vital transformation. And I want to make everybody to become a teacher. Why? Because the Zohar said, we are now in a time before the Messiah comes. You have to train every human being. Baal Shem Tov did the same with this student. Every student comes, said, okay, come in. And how can I send you to different locations, start teaching? The idea is, you don't have to be a scholar to teach Zohar, specifically the Zohar, because the Zohar by itself will guide you. My first lecture, I can only tell you this, was, if you know Tel Aviv, there is a Rochov called Rochov HaTayasim. So the teacher was sick. Teacher, I was just doing the first course. Can you imagine how beginner I was? But I was also in yeshiva in my free time.
So I said, Leo, do you mind? The teacher don't have a voice, sick and sick. And the other problem happened. This way, can you replace the teacher? So go ahead. I'm taking the Zohar with me. Chova Tayasim. I was 23 of age. I'm arriving to this house. There is a lot of people sitting on the floor. They're all kind of Buddhist and kind of la 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 la. And the smoke was smell like a good, I would say, good stuff. You know? I recognize the stuff from the army. I know a lot about it. So wow, what's going on here? Then I start giving a lecture. They want me to give a lecture. And they look at me and say, let me tell you, teacher, you're the best teacher ever. And I'm saying, oh my God. Of course I'm the best teacher ever. And nobody even listened to me. And then they start calling me. I thought they were just a little bit high and because of that. And I said, listen, I'm not a teacher. I'm a businessman. I'm working for a company. So no, we want to meet with you. We have a question of that. And I find myself explaining it. And I said, why they bother? And then we get closer, and those people start studying with me. After that second opportunity, I was in Tel Aviv, and I was ashamed to tell people that I study Kabbalah. It wasn't cool. You need to understand. 1989, it wasn't in to speak about Zohar or Kabbalah. So you hide. You don't talk about it. So they asked me if I failed. Said to me, listen, teacher is sick. If you don't mind, there is a book fair. Just stand there. So no problem. I have a meeting in the pub with all my friends from the army. But I can stand there for 10 minutes. But then nobody show up. So it's just me with the books now. With the books. And people start coming. Say, hi, are you selling the books? No, I'm not selling the books. I don't know why I'm standing here. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know how I'm stuck next to those books. I don't belong here. Not belong. Not my books. No, but we want to buy. So I don't know what to tell you. So they give me money. Say, okay, how much does this cost? I said, well, say, $30, please. And people start coming and ask me all kind of questions. And I find myself in a very embarrassing moment, very angry. And then a friend of mine from the army, that's the worst nightmare for me. No. Just somebody went to the bathroom and I'm just watching the book. Are you into this stuff? No, I'm not into it. I'm not into anything. This is just standing. I remember I was so embarrassed. I said, if I only knew you were into this stuff, I would love you. I thought you don't believe in spirituality. I said, really? I didn't know you were into this. We started. Then all of a sudden my ex-girlfriend showed up. That was the nightmare. He showed up. He said, so, no, astrology, reincarnate, you? Say, no, I don't know those people. Just, I want to try to tell you, it's very important to understand that the miracle that each and every one of you can make when you read the Zohar and you teach other people Zohar is beyond your understanding. And that night that I was standing next to the Buddha and everybody was late, I met every single human being that my dream was to meet with them. They happened to be in this area and they're all coming. I end up very late to the meeting with all my friends, you know, but it meant to me. So you don't even know how powerful is this night of Wednesday night. Stay awake if you can all night. Read some Zohar and miracle will happen, Bezrat Hashem. Okay.